I think we're all shocked by what's happened over the weekend. And look, I'll preface everything that I say from this point forward as I'm just as in the dark as every other journalist who, and there are no doubt some journalists who know a little more than they're letting on. But I don't know the situation personally at hand. I can only speak to the experiences that I've had in some 15 odd years in the industry. And I guess what informs my response to the Matilda situation stems from one of the questions asked at the media conference on Saturday afternoon, one which was posed, I guess, if any of the findings from FFA's investigation were fueled by the Me Too movement, you know, as if any hint of that would add to the clickbait associated with coverage of that narrative. While David Gallop may have been really stern in his response in suggesting there was no validity to those claims, I think the reaction from the football media and the greater football community in general has been a perfect illustration of Me Too at its very foundation. While some men in the industry have been really quick to question FFA's decision, chasing every tasty morsel of information they can lay their hands on, it's been the response from the women in football which highlights how much ground we still have to cover when it comes to respect in the sporting industry. I was moved by a comment which football journalist Anna Harrington made in reference to the harrowing murder of a woman simply going about her day last week. Men, please don't spend this time getting defensive or telling women how to act and feel. Just listen to us. And while the nature of those words were inspired by something far more telling than any of us can bear to imagine, they are perfectly relatable in this instance. Here we have an organisation in FFA that asked its workforce, predominantly women in this instance, to provide feedback on their workplace environment. We asked them under the protection of anonymity, without fear of reprisal or repercussion, and we did listen. We listened and we took action. Action which 10, maybe even 5 years ago, would not have been as forthcoming. I've worked in various roles in the sporting industry over the past 15 years and have witnessed more than I would be willing to admit in a public forum. Bullying, misogyny, sexual harassment, mental disintegration, you name it, I've seen it. I've watched my fellow colleagues being put in situations that no employee should be placed in. I've seen them escalate genuine concerns to senior management, to CEOs, to boards, and have seen little, if any, action taken. In one such scenario, an instance that was clear grounds for dismissal, it was simply waved away with nothing more than a warning. Sport has been slow to move when it comes to respect for our women in the workplace. These environments preside over a toxic culture which offers women no other alternative but to move on to other jobs, lost to other industries, worse still, in some cases, to unemployment. When you have no confidence that you are being listened to, that your concerns are met with genuine empathy and a willingness to accept your word as a mere starting point to take affirmative action, what other choice do women have? In the case of the Matildas and their associated hierarchy, they are at the pinnacle of their sport. There is no other job to go to. There is no other industry to fall back on. When something is not quite right, when behaviour extends beyond the boundary society deems appropriate, we must listen. And if the clinical action taken by FFA on Friday is the ultimate outcome, so be it. We can question how the news was delivered, why the players weren't at least afforded an opportunity to sit with the news before it was communicated to the broader football community. And sure, we may point to a number of Matildas who have suggested their shock at the dismissal of Australia's head coach. We may even point to some of these comments as support for their former mentor. But if this process allowed just one voice to be heard, a voice which may have been suppressed under normal circumstances, then shouldn't we listen to that voice, no matter how difficult the outcome may be? I'll leave you with another quote. This time from Lieutenant General David Morrison, a senior officer in the Australian Army who addressed the International Women's Day Conference in 2013. The standard you walk past is the standard you accept. The FFA has set a standard, something it may not have done under past administrations. Maybe it's time that some of the men who work in this industry follow suit.